Satnam. Hello, everybody. Shock deactivation. Yes, yes, we're enjoying and ready for some activation today of the field of Shakti, the field of the divine. And we have our beloved master, Sri Singh Sab, Yogi Bhajan with us here. He's smiling, waving with his band of angels, and he's saying we're their band of angels, and it's through the looking glass. It's like through the looking glass when we're working with ascended masters on the other side. Because it's symbiotic, so to speak. We need them and they need us, which is how it's meant to be. So it's important, and we were just talking about that a minute ago before we started recording this call, of just acknowledging that we need each other, and out of that, we're able to elevate everything, elevate the field, elevate each other. So to really understand what the relationship is, that it's more like a mirror reflection, like Yogi Bhajan saying, imagine that if you're looking in a very clear lake or pond, and you're seeing your reflection, but even below the reflection is all this deep water with fish and everything in it, which is also part of life. So to really understand how to penetrate the connection of life, those are his words, those are interesting. Penetrate to feel, okay, we're getting some distinctions here. Penetrate 3D to feel the interconnection of all life, which will elevate us to the frequency of the divine. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. The Mayans, we have been working with the framework of the lineup of our sun with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and moving into 2012 and beyond, and the Mayans call this period of time moving into the fifth world. And they're saying the first four worlds that we've been through have to do with identifying with the elements. And now what we're doing, what the Mayans say, is as we're moving into the fifth world, what we're doing is we are now adding the element, we're now adding ether. So this is what we're doing, and this is what we're talking about, and it's so beautiful that this is what we were talking about with Lucia, how she spelled our prayers, and when we basically added the element of ether, that shift, that is the only thing at this time that shifts our reality from feeling stuck or blocked or frozen or freaked out or frustrated or feeling so pressurized. Somebody feeling, like the example we were just talking about at the beginning of the call, somebody feeling so pressurized that they have to walk into a supermarket and shoot other people and shoot themselves. Now, there's quite a few examples in the news of people feeling so pressurized and not knowing the way out, not knowing the way through. And I've been thinking a lot lately where Yogi Bhajan tells us there is a way through every block. And the way through is to connect with the ethers, the etheric field, the realm of spirit, the spiritual realm. And we work with that. We work with our chants and we work with our meditations. But as a whole, the culture, the 3D, so to speak, the linear duality culture, is just starting to, the yoga and everything is actually just starting to drop into the culture. So we're just beginning. We're just dropping this water, this ocean of the ether into the dry desert of the Kali Yuga, where it's been so difficult to even remember spirit, to remember that we are spirit, and to merge back into spirit. So that's what the Mayans tell us. The Mayans tell us that we're moving into this time which we can experience a sense of newness, freshness, first time recently, or newborn. So that's what they're talking about. They're saying that when something new begins, that as if the sun is going down on something old, when the sun rises, we'll be able to see, feel, experience the world in a whole different way. And this is what this time period's about. So even listening to sacred music, to the chants that we have access to, is an example of how we can magnetize and energize and expand the connection with the ethers on the planet at this time. And that's what's needed. If I said, this is your mission, to expand the connection with the ethers, and however that shows up for you, listening to chanting in your car, however that is for you, even something as simple as that, doing Sat Nam Rasayan and sending beautiful energies to people that need help. This is the key. This is the access point. This is what we're doing. And it's a whole field of connection with the ethers that we're creating as a group. And it's no longer an individuation type of process. It's more of a unity process, how we can unify the frequencies within the realm of spirit and be recognized by spirit for who we are as a divine being, so we don't lose individuality. We're actually exalted into the frequency of the ascended master realm. That's what Yogi Bhajan is telling us right now. And I said we would talk a little bit about the astrology so we can understand this pressurized feeling that we're feeling on the planet right now. So we're talking about a few calls ago about the Uranus-Pluto squares. And the first one was June 24th, 2012. So kind of the beginning of summer, right at summer solstice. And we talked about the frequency for this is awakening of the human heart. And so now we have another one coming up. And the next one will be September 19th. So now that we're in September, we're starting to feel the influence of this next square, Uranus-Pluto square. And so this, it feels kind of like a vice grip. It's just really gripping us. It's really pushing on us, and it pushes us in one direction or the other. And it's a very intense focus field, which can create a magnification of whatever we're thinking about. So whatever you're thinking or focusing on, it's going to show up more strongly. So that's why we get these intense polarities, like I just said, of things that are very destructive to things that can actually be pushed through and we can birth something new. So we have to be really clear with the intensity of this field to clearly be aware of our intentions and intending what we want to create. So this is how we actually drive through our reality, how we navigate our reality is our intentions, whether it's we're aware of our intentions or we're not aware. It's like the car that we drive in is our intentions. And as we do that and we're clear about our intentions, and we do that especially with the force of, you know, say with a meditation or a chant, what we're doing is we're accessing the etheric field. And then when we do that, we're moving into the quantum forces. In other words, that which is going to quantum leap us or take us from one place to another, like in a big leap forward. So it accelerates whatever we're doing. So we can get the liftoff speed to experience living in these higher frequencies. So our intentions, when they're focused and we work with them with higher frequencies, take us into this quantum field and literally cause liftoff, get us into this experience of accelerating. And now we have created events that are positive for humanity. So we have the ability to move into correlation with our minds linking up with the divine mind or the mind of God. The quantum field is where the mind of God lives. And we talked about there's 25 qualities of the mind of God, and the 25th one being bliss. So it takes us into that place where we don't feel bound by time and space or by 3D. So this is also the place of miracles, which I think we're experiencing with Lucia. So we can feel a lot of relief about that. And so with these seven squares, we can notice general trends and long cycles when we sort of look at what's happening, like we said, in the news and the world around us. So this is a tense time of this field also, as I said, creates an intense mirror back to us. So whatever is around us is going to seem amplified. So we're going to definitely want to notice, like, if something was just a little bit annoying, it might suddenly seem like very annoying. So it's a time to, the mirrors are going to be intensified. The mirrors around us are going to be intensified, whether it's the drought that's on the planet, like intensely, we're mirrored back to us how we're not living in harmony with nature. And being connected with the ethers and that experience of oneness is what allows us collectively to move back into the field of living in harmony on the earth with nature in the field of oneness. The ether is the field of oneness. It is the Ekon Car. So how we're doing that and working with that is what's really important right now. So we are definitely directing, we want to become aware of how we're directing our reality by the quantum field. By what? By what? By how we see it. The observer, and this is quantum physics, the observer, which you all know, but it bears repeating at this time with these Uranus-Pluto squares, are reminding us. Quantum physics tells us that the observer changes what's being observed. So until we observe a certain situation, we change it. How we think about things, how we look at things, our mind interacts with the world around us, and that's what the quantum field tells us. That's what we didn't learn back in the old science. It was static. We were talking about this on the call last week. But now, this is what we were talking about, that Greg Braden was saying that the scientists have finally come around with this quantum physics and realized that the universe, the world we live in, is actually interactive. We're actually creating reality from how we look at things, how we observe things. It changes the world around us. So this is a time with these seven Uranus-Pluto squares to say, hey, observer, how are you holding the world around you? Are you holding the world in a field of compassion? Are you looking at things compassionately? Are you thinking, are you intending to elevate every situation you look at to reconnect it with the field of the divine, to reconnect it with the divine mind, to reconnect your mind with the mind of God? So this is our possibility. This is our opening. This is our time to simply move our attention to something positive and see what doors open up. When we move our attention to seeing the world in a positive way, then all five doors will open. Or when we think about the Golden Temple, four doors on each side open to, or Native American, the four directions. So when we observe something in a positive way, it opens the door, doorways or portals. Portals for mortals are opened. So then this takes us back. This takes us into a form and into a place where we are noticing there's other possibilities as we bring the divine to earth, as we live in that field, the frequency of the ether. So here we have some intense astrology. We've got Pluto in Capricorn. What does that mean? Capricorn's the earth, that which grounds us. Pluto is our deep, like Pluto is what rules Scorpio, so it's the depth. And we got Mars in Scorpio right now. Mars is that which moves us forward, that energy to move forward. Scorpio is the deepest depth, exploring that. So it can show up on the Earth like a struggle over resources on the planet. How are we going to, with our psyches, work with the planet? And how are we going to use our creativity to move beyond our limitations? So that's Uranus and Aries. So Uranus is that which gives us these bursts of energies, and Aries is like the beginning or self-identity, or how can we have this new identity on the Earth, an identity where we're connected with the oneness, with the divine, with that etheric field. So we've got this astrology that's pushing us, as the Mayans say, into the fifth dimension, pushing us to say there's nowhere else to go except into the ethers. There's no reason to even talk about anything else, because this is the only thing that's really going to open up the field of possibility to change our world so people can see things with new eyes in a new way. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at how can we look at the world, how can we observe the world with new eyes, with humility, which is the first step to enlightenment. So we have to own that there's something bigger than us. You know, we're no longer this culture that can plow through and power over and use everything for our own individual benefits and not think about how we're affecting the planet or the other people on the planet. So we are looking at how we can observe the new world in a new way. So what we create alters the world in very significant ways. So it's just a lot happening as this focused intensity is unleashing strong desires to navigate reality in new ways. So when the reference point is the ethers, the etheric field, and we are willing to, as I said, humble ourselves, be humble and allow new information to come through from being connected to the ethers, now we can create a beautiful new reality on the world, as opposed to people that are so, you know, locked into their old mindsets that they the strong desires that are being unleashed in them are things that are causing a lot of destruction. So we are at this time having to choose to go one direction or the others with this pressurized energy. So this is basically what we have, and these are the main astrological configurations that we have in this time. So we've got a tremendous amount of healing potential possible on the planet right now. And everything that's been, every trauma that's happened is coming up, and it can come by very quickly, like, oh, okay, we can meditate, bring in the higher frequencies, and problems can be quickly resolved, or the trauma can be intensified and can be something that actually brings people down. So we've got this Chiron influence, that's the wounded healing, and Chiron again, conjunction with Pisces, which is healing of the spirit. So whatever's happened, and we're talking here really about the healing and the balance, bringing into balance the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So that's the biggest wounding that's occurred kind of on the archetypical level on the planet. The wounding of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and living in a situation where we have so much power over, whether it's the patriarchy or just a lot of people not in their heart chakras. So this Chiron in Pisces, it's sextiling Pluto. That means that the deepest wounding, the deepest male-female wounding is coming up to be healed at this time. So we're going to hold the focus and the intention and the awareness of the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, so we can come back into balance with ourselves, with our higher selves, and with the Mother, with the Earth herself. So that's kind of a lot that we're working with at this time on the Earth. We are working with the feelings coming up of, you know, not being perfect. So as an example, so if we have a thought, okay, you know, there's something wrong with me, I'm not perfect, I'm not worthy. So working with thought forms like that, then just say, okay, we've got this Chiron conjunction Pisces. Okay, so what's the spiritual antidote? What's the etheric antidote for that thought? And then you can reframe it and have the thought something like, okay, yes, on the soul level, on the divine level, the light of who I really am, in the light of my soul that was created by the divine, I am perfect. My soul is perfect. The light of the divine is perfect, and I'm connected with that, and I'm part of that. So whatever seems to be happening in 3D that's not perfect, then that's a smaller piece than what the reality is. Remembering that our reality is going to be referenced to the etheric field as opposed to our 3D being our reference point for reality. So we've all been hypnotized in years and years of school and culture that to reference our reality in relationship to 3D or the third dimension, what we see around us. But as we move into this next time, this fifth world, the Mayans call it, as we move into the fifth world, our reference point is being shifted to the etheric field, to the divine, to spiritual realms, to the divine masculine and feminine. So that's what we're doing right now. We're shifting our point of reference. We're shifting how we observe the world around us. And that, as that shift becomes, observing the world through the eyes of God, through the eyes of the goddess, through the eyes of the divine, now we're accessing the power of the quantum field. And now we can go beyond time and space. We can quickly change things that were stuck or a problem, and we can create miracles. So that is what we're working with, observing the world through the eyes of the divine to access the quantum field. So we've got beautiful, 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 all kinds of beautiful chants for us to work with to access that. And we want to go ahead and just feel the Mool Mantra to work with the creation, the pure creation, understanding the power of creation. So we'll go ahead and work with the Mool Mantra right now. That's what we're being directed to work with as the base mantra to get our base, our root firmly established.
Thank you. Guru 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 It's been now don't get too relaxed, you know. You don't want to get into the space because that's kind of a flyweight. I have Chiron. I was looking while you were talking. I checked out my chart and by the bottom of the upper, I always forget the name of that one. But at the very bottom of my chart.
The south node?
Yeah, it's not the south node, but it's on the my intention is to keep the ability and the vision of clarity without any doubts or, you know, just staying in my practice, staying with place because probably scared. Without money for food or home is being with a heart without faith. That's the closest thing to hell I ever experienced. And I don't want to forget that. I want to be living from there. So that's my intention.
Beautiful. Thank you. Stay focused.
Thank you.
Ether, stay Lucia. Beautiful. We're all making progress. This is the challenge of the times. To stay focused and to pull from the quantum field of the ethers into 3D, as opposed to the other way around. Anybody else like to share anything? Intentions? Okay, excellent. Well, we'll hold the field of the miracle of Guru Ram Dass. We'll hold that field on the planet at this time to help all those known and unknown that need support, need a miracle, need that feeling of hope and possibility in their lives. So thank you, everybody. Enjoyed being with you today, and we'll look forward to connecting soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.